previously on Alcoa FM Breakfast.
It is Avicii on Alcoa FM called Fade Into Darkness at 7:54 with Wayne, Lee and Charlie T this morning. Very excited to welcome back into the studio, my first time chatting to him. Lee, however, not your first time having a chat to him. The CEO...
It's not my first rodeo.
No. The CEO of the Volkswagen Passenger Cars brand and head of Group Volume Brands, Thomas Schaeffer, is in the studio. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Wayne.
Welcome back. And also joining him this morning is the chairperson and managing director of VWSA. It's Martina Bina. How are you?
Hi. Thanks. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Let's go straight into it with you, Thomas. I mean, it's been just one, let's say, hell of the last sort of 2-3 years for you in terms of both your career and your personal life as well. Extremely successful climb to where you are right now. I mean, you started out in 2012 as head of the group's international production unit, to MD of VWSA in 2015, to chairman of the board of management, Skoda Auto August in 2020, and now 100 days of being the CEO of the Volkswagen Passenger Cars and Brand and head of Group Volume Brands. How's the journey been for you? How's the journey been? Just like a whole lot of words there.
Well, I never thought that was going to happen. I thought I was going to stay in South Africa forever. But I was sort of hijacked against my will out of South Africa. It's been, as you said, a hell of a journey, like leaving the middle of COVID during lockdown, August 2020, to Prague, where COVID was gone at the time, into normal life. And then back into hell in November, just after that. And it's been lockdown after lockdown. And, you know, obviously in Europe, we have huge issues with supply issues, you know, with semiconductors in the car business. So we have to stop production all the time. It's also affecting our factory here in Jutne Kareja. But at the same time, you know, war in Ukraine. Who would have thought that? Middle of Europe in this damn age. It's unbelievable, no? So, yeah. Interesting times.
I have to ask the question, Thomas. What do you miss most about South Africa?
Biltong.
That was very quick. That's a very quick answer. And what is the objective of the specific business visit that you're down for?
So we made a change in management. As you know, Robert Cizek's gone back. He's heading the small car business unit in my portfolio. And we brought Martina back to head South Africa and Sub-Saharan Africa to really, you know, take this to the next level. Now we need South Africa to play a bigger role in our portfolio. Geopolitically, Russia is not doing so well at the moment. You know, we have to isolate them. China is more and more retracting into itself, and US doing the same. So where are the next countries that you want to grow? And we believe that Africa has got a lot of potential. You know, and we thought this is a good opportunity to come quickly by PE, bring the new queen and, see you home.
Well, speaking of the new queen, Martina, with 20 years of experience in the Volkswagen Group, you're certainly no stranger to VWSA. You know the market very well after having been head of Volkswagen Passenger Brand. Thomas does mention taking things to the next level. Are you ready for the challenge?
100%, more than 100%, 120%, let's say. Yes, because I truly believe in the potential of South Africa and of whole of Africa. And I think also that's where I want to take the company, like that we in South Africa can be the hub for like really developing Africa in terms of automotive industry, and not only automotive industry, but also other projects which make sense in the space of energy, renewable energies by saying, and doing meaningful things. So it's not only about doing business, but it's about developing business in a meaningful way. So yes, I am ready.
Excellent. I mean, globally, there has been underrepresentation of women at board and executive level, despite research showing, however, that organizations do really well with women at the helm. So it's really inspiring for me to be sitting across the first female for VWSA, no doubt a pioneering and powerful position. What is your leadership style and strategy? I'm interested to know.
I truly believe in teamwork. You only get the best results out of it if you're a team, in transparency, in terms of communication. So everybody must buy into the vision and must know what we are heading for. So it's not about like separate boxes where the people are acting in. And specifically in the case of Africa, I truly also believe in transformation. Mm. That's something absolutely has to happen also with the VW passenger car brand and company, not only passenger car brand, but with the group.
Wayne, you did alert earlier about the electric vehicles. Let's talk about the future of, firstly, the Khayelitsha plant with electric vehicles and the planned banning of ICE, that's the, of course, the internal combustion engines, by some markets where we export the South African-built Polo to. And what are your thoughts for this at the Khayelitsha plant? Both of you can answer that one.
Maybe let me start from a global perspective first. No? The auto industry is going electric. There is no way back. Okay, so just Volkswagen brand, we are going to launch 10 new electric vehicles by 2026. So this is, there's no way back. Our total portfolio is changing to electric. We'll probably build the last combustion engine car in Europe in 2033, the latest. Things are accelerating as we speak. So no way back. South Africa as a production base is not only producing for South Africa, and looking at it from a South African perspective, maybe Martina can comment on that, that's not the full picture. You know, 80% of the volume built in Khayelitsha at the moment is exported to Europe, and Europe is changing. So there are laws by 35, you cannot register a regular car, it has to be electric, and other regions in the world are following, China, US, and so on. Even India is pushing hard on electrification. So no way back. It's the right thing to do. Modern electric vehicles are super fun to drive. They've got ranges well above the 500 kilometers. We're going to launch a new sedan early next year that can do 700 kilometers. That's all you need. So why drive with fuel?
Maybe I can comment on the South African or African part of it. So what I, from a strategy perspective, foresee for Khayelitsha plant is that and that also talks to the sub-Saharan African footprint, that we maintain probably a little bit longer with ICE vehicles. But that's also crucial that this African story is going to happen to supply ICE vehicles, internal combustion engine vehicles within Africa. In the meantime, we'll have to develop the infrastructure. We probably going to start with charging solutions like bidirectional charging, so you charge when there's no load shedding, the car can save the energy and then the power and then brings it back. Or we probably could talk about energy storage solutions, which then also would bring you in the position to charge, because charging infrastructure is also crucial for the success of electric vehicles. And of course, it doesn't make sense if your source of power is 95% coal, right, which is the case in South Africa. So to going into renewables, going more into solar power, that's something we'll have to work on in the meantime. It's not only VW, by the way, it's all manufacturers together, because that thing only happens together also in Africa.
There seems to be this perception, it probably is real, is the affordability when it comes to electric vehicles. Are we looking at more affordable electric vehicles with VW, you know, in the future?
Yeah, we are. We are about to launch a car in Europe below €25,000, which is, electric cars are purchase price a little bit more expensive upfront because of the cost of the battery. But the cost of driving, total cost of ownership, is about 25% less than ICE vehicles. And you see what the fuel price has done. Yeah. So together with renewable energy, it's a real good competitive package that you can go to. And it's getting better and better. Now, battery is developing, the technology, the cost is getting better as, you know, volume comes up. So far, it's, you know, cost per kilowatt hour at the moment, we're looking at about 150, 160 euros, and we see that dropping down to all the way to 90 maybe. No? So it's becoming more affordable, no? And already cost of ownership is better.
Just a comment coming through from one of our listeners on Telegram regarding the electric vehicles. He's saying that we hope that the infrastructure is going to catch up in terms of South Africa so that we can recharge the electric vehicles that are coming our way.
100% true. That's what I meant when saying we will all together have to develop the charging infrastructure, make sure that the grid is stable, or that there's like other sources than that main grid. And energy storage is something which will help for sure in South Africa, because now you can store your energy in second life batteries from electric vehicles, by the way, and then you have power once there is load shedding or whatever. And if I may add one more, it's kind of, Africa as a continent is so rich in resources for battery cell manufacturing. So this is also something we would have to look at, kind of, because once we're going to produce electric vehicles in South Africa, in Africa, you'll need to have the cell manufacturing close to it, which would also bring the price down, by the way.
That was also always my frustration when I lived here. Now you see the manganese dump in the harbor.
Yeah.
So manganese is one of the main ingredients into batteries. You would wonder why we are not producing batteries flat out for the world and create jobs in this region. So I'm not letting go of this. Every time, also in Africa, you know, most of the minerals are in our direct vicinity. So there's no reason why not.
Why do we not have a massive warehouse factory here in Kobega that manufactures batteries?
Not only one, a few.
We need a few.
Now, we are building six of those in Europe alone, plus US and China. So the demand is incredible. It would be an immediate winner.
You want to have it close to where you produce the electric vehicles, right? Because you can't fly batteries. You would then have to ship them, which adds logistic costs. So getting the battery cell manufacturing right here and then getting the EV manufacturing also right here. So that's my strategy.
Well, the future looks bright. Well, at least with VW.
A lot of planning, though, that must go into it. I know you're talking about 2033. Rion says on Telegram, perhaps, you know, there should be a rebate system to motivate changing from one to the other. Mm-hmm. And then a question from Celeste, how long will it take to fully charge a vehicle on a trip that is longer than 700K?
Well, we at the moment, we can do 21 minutes for 0 to 80%. So it's like getting a coffee and carrying on. So it's not what everybody thinks. You got to plug it in for hours and be stuck. And who drives 700 kilometers in one pop and then, once 5 minutes break and goes another 7 minutes. I know people do it on the way to the holidays to the beach. I know, but not all the time. No? So there's lots of opportunity in there. And as you know, my heart is still in South Africa. So we're giving us some additional push now with Martina at the helm. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, there you go. Thank you for joining us. Welcome back, Thomas, to Algorithm. It's nice to have you. And welcome to you.
Thank you.
Lots of strength for you going forward. On Algo FM at 8:15, there we have it's Thomas Schaefer and also new Managing Director of VWSA, Martina, in the studio this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.